follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Back here on the campus of Lochapoka High School, about 20 minutes up the road from Auburn High School, as we've got two games for you tonight between the Auburn High Tigers and the Lochapoka Indians. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, and we're counting down to tip-off in the varsity girls game, and the boys will come to follow. And there's a lot going on here tonight, and this varsity girls team, we told you in the open, they were out last night, almost the entire team with a sickness. Now, a lot of them are back tonight, and not everybody was impacted by it. A couple of girls are still at home as we speak, so we wish them well and hope that everybody is able to get back to 100%. Seems to be going around this time of year. But I'm talking with head coach Courtney Pritchett before the game. A couple of players are out tonight. Sophie Arrington will not play, and Hannah Shepherd will not play as well. And he also told me that the engine that makes this engine move for Auburn High School, Braylee Winfrey, will be on a minutes restriction. So we'll see what her status is, what Auburn's status will be, and how they're able to combat all of that here on the road and try to take down the Lochapoka Indians. Last time we saw Auburn High, it was a win for the varsity girls on the road at Lee Scott Academy last Friday night, 77-45. They're going to try and double down on that and continue a six-game win streak. That's right. The Tigers lost the season opener and have not lost since. They're feeling good in terms of their play, trying to feel good with their bodies and come in and get a win here on a Tuesday night. Varsity girls up first and the boys to follow here on the Auburn High Sports Network. And when we come back, starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Lochapoka here on 96.3 W. Lee on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. We'll start with your Auburn High Tigers and announce them as they go, because it will be a little different tonight with Hannah Shepherd out. But double zero, Caden Carr will get the start at the guard spot. Down low will be number five is Jalen White. She'll start at the center position. Also starting at guard, wearing number 10, is Jada Williams. Braylee Winfrey will get the start. She'll do most of the ball handling duties, wearing number 20 in blue. And then the fifth starter tonight for your Auburn High Tigers is Isabella Paul. So again, Caden Carr, Jalen White, Jada Williams, Braylee Winfrey, and Isabella Paul, the starting five for head coach Courtney Pritchett here on the road for your Auburn High Tigers. For the hosting Lochapoka Indians, 4-5 on the season are the Lady Indians. Amanda Harris starting is wearing number 1. Sanaa Drummond is wearing number 3. She'll get the start tonight. Wearing number 12 is Jalady Winchester. 15 is Essence Key. And 24 is Venetia Cobb. So again, 1, 3, 12, 15, 24. Harris, Drummond, Winchester, Key, and Cobb, the starting five for the Lochapoka Indians at 4-5 overall. And your Auburn High Tigers, 6-1 on the season. Caden Carr, Jalen White, Jada Williams, Braylee Winfrey, and Isabella Paul. Those starting lineups are brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. We're just about set to get going between the Tigers and the Indians here on a Tuesday night. Let's get you ready for tip-off here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's game time on 96.3 W. Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
Auburn High and the road blues here tonight. Lochipoca will be in the home whites. Tigers have blue on top, blue on bottom, thin white trim going down each side with Tigers written across the chest, and the numbers on front and back are white outlines filled in by the blue jersey. Lochipoca white on top, white on bottom, thin red trim down the side. Lochipoca written in red across the chest and red numbers on front and back. We appreciate you being with us here on a Tuesday night. For Auburn High School basketball, it will be Isabella Paul to tip it up for the Auburn High Tigers. Auburn moving right to left on your radio dial. Lochipoca moving left to right. Isabella Paul wins the tip, finds its hands into a Lochipoca Indian, and we're underway between Auburn and Lochipoca. Varsity girls are up first here on the road. Left to right on your radio dial. Go the Indians. White on top, white on bottom. Tigers defending right to left. Blue on top and blue on bottom. Jada Williams gets the start. She pressures the ball handler. Ball comes flying near us. Nearly goes out of bounds and saved by 24 in white. That's Venetia Cobb. All sorts of pressure by the Auburn High Tigers out here near the volleyball line. Tries to throw it in between a couple of Tiger defenders. Bodies are on the floor. Jalen White is on the floor. And then they call a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to the Tigers. So first possession of the night for Auburn High. Again, Caden Carr, Jalen White, Jada Williams, Bradley Winfrey, Isabella Paul, the five on the floor to start this basketball game. For head coach Courtney Pritchett, one of the starters, Hannah Shepherd, who's usually on the floor right now, is out tonight due to illness. Tigers moving around the perimeter, left to right. We're looking at it to our left. Throw it down. Jalen White, the tallest one on the floor. Then she stole a pass from Braylee Winfrey, but it doesn't matter. Jalen White snags it. She puts it up for two, and we're underway. Just a minute into the ballgame. 2-0 Auburn. Left to right go the Indians in the half court now. Ball handler guarded is Harris by Braylee Winfrey. Hands off at the top. Put pressure by Caden Carr. Right hand dribble on the right hand side. She'll hand off on the right wing. Jalen White extends her defense out to the corner. Picks up her dribble. Good pressure with 6:45 in the opening quarter. It's 2-0 Auburn. And then the Indians throw it away. Throw it right into the hands of head coach Courtney Pritchett for the Auburn High Tigers. He doesn't want anything to do with it. And it'll be Auburn going the other way. We know several things about this Auburn High team. They pressure ball handlers, they full court press, and they love to run. Half court offense, not really their forte. They could do it, no doubt, but they love to get off and run. There's Braylee Winfrey, backdoor cut on the baseline. She got the lob and got the foul. Auburn does that so many times. They set up on the right side of the floor. Winfrey hands it off. She runs off an off-ball screen to the left, cuts down the baseline. They throw the alley-oop. It's normally there for a gimme layup. But this time, it'll put 20 in blue on the free throw line, and she cannot connect on the first. Winfrey, leading scorer for this Auburn High team. She was the second leading scorer last Friday on the road. At least Scott had 15. Caden Carr had 15. But Isabella Paul was the story in that game. Her size was the difference. She had 20. In that win over Lee Scott, 77-45. Braylee Winfrey knocks down her first free throw. Again, on a minutes restriction is what we were told by head coach Courtney Pritchett due to illness. So we'll see what her impact is. Caden Carr is making an impact with a steal. Ahead for Jada Williams. Hands off to Braylee Winfrey. And the jump shot is good by Braylee Winfrey. She's got three. Timeout Lochipoca. Auburn leads 5-0 with 6:16 to play in the opening corner. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. 5-0 Auburn leads Lochipoca. 6:16 to play in the opening quarter of the varsity girls game. Auburn High JV boys got a routing win over Lochipoca moments ago. We appreciate you spending your Tuesday night with us. Had some fun last night inside of Auburn High Gymnasium. These girls did not play. The boys did, though. Got a two-point win over Russell County. We'll tell you more about that coming up in the varsity boys game a little bit later on tonight. Lochipoca left to right. Ball's in the half court in the hands of Jalady Winchester. She'll hand it off on the right-hand side. Still working at the top is Drummond. Indians have yet to get inside the volleyball line. Still 4 or 5 feet outside the perimeter. Not a whole lot doing. We're under 6 to play. First quarter, Auburn leads 5-0. Indians have simply tossed it back and forth. Play a keep away. Auburn defenders have barely moved. Jalen White's the extended defender. Auburn in almost like a 1-3-1 zone. And folks, I'm telling you, the Indians have not done anything but pass it back and forth to each other at the top. They've rotated different girls, but nobody's moved. Auburn defenders are flat-footed at the moment. 5:30 to play, first quarter, 5-0 Auburn. Now they throw it inside, and Braylee Winfrey's there to knock it away. It's out of bounds. It'll be off of Braylee Winfrey and stays with Lochapoka. Going to start keeping a tracker how many times that ball was passed back and forth at the top. Inside the Lochapoka Indians logo, a really cool logo. It's a white and silver L inside of a red and black shield almost. Really neat for Lochapoka here at home. As the Indians have it in their own half court, left to right in a travel. Shuffled her feet, did Sanaa Drummond, trying to dribble drive on Braylee Winfrey. And another turnover for Lochapoka. 5-0 Auburn, first quarter, 5:17 to play here on the road. Starters remain on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett, Jada Williams, Caden Carr, Braylee Winfrey, Jalen White, and Isabella Paul, the five on the floor. Right to left in the half court, Jada Williams has it at the top. Hand off Caden Carr, right free throw line extended, swinging around the perimeter. Now in the hands of Braylee Winfrey, five to play in the first. It's a 5-0 lead. Cross court pass, Caden Carr for three. No, not that time. And Braylee Winfrey is able to chase down the board. Has it in her right hand, now kicks it to the far corner. It is Caden Carr, back out to Winfrey. Straight away three, she wants it and she got it. Braylee Winfrey, a quick 6 points, and Auburn's up 8-0 on the road, 4:45 to play in the opening quarter. And this Auburn High team is too good when they get one opportunity in the half court. You cannot give them two, and Lochapoka couldn't secure the rebound, and Braylee Winfrey knocks down a three because of it. Best time to shoot a three is off the offensive board. Lochapoka feeds down low. Low block and fouled by Jada Williams will put Destiny Core, two and white, on the free throw line. She just subbed in for Lochapoka. And a chance at their first points on the night with 4:26 to play in the opening frame. Tigers 8, Lochapoka nothing. First free throw from Core and banks it in. Destiny Core has another attempt right here at the free throw line. And it's pure. 2 for 2 for number 2. And Lochapoka has two. How about that? 4:25 to play in the first quarter. It's 8-2 Auburn leads here on the road. Winfrey, left side of the floor, tried to go down low for Jayla White. Not there. Back to Winfrey in the corner. Now down low to Jayla White. She gets stuck. Tries to bail out pass to Winfrey at the top. Caden Carr has it whipped past to Jada. Over on the right-hand wing. Can't bank home the three. Caden Carr is there on the offensive board. Back to Winfrey. Open three. No, not that time. She airballed it. And then a travel underneath on Lochapoka after the rebound. I believe that was on Amanda Harris. It was. She got a little ahead of herself after pulling down the board. May have been a situation where she wasn't quite ready for the air ball by Braylee Winfrey and shuffled her feet. And it's Tigers basketball. Head coach Courtney Pritchett wants to call a timeout and talk about it. We'll see if it's a 30-second or a full timeout. Appears to be just a 30. And so once again, we believe it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 8-2, Auburn leads Lochapoka. 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Lochapoka 4-5 on the season. Auburn High 6-1 so far. I've not played all of their games up to this point. We mentioned the game yesterday against Russell County was rescheduled is what I was told. So they are going to try and get that game in at some point. But just impressed with what this Auburn High team has done. You lose a couple of girls, key players off that team last year. Heck, you lose three starters from that team a year ago with Antoinette Morgan, Brooke Hallman, and Daly Alsobrook. You lose them to the college game of basketball and softball. But you return Braylee Winfrey, you find a couple of more girls, and this team really starting to play well. So you hate to see that not all of them are here tonight, but you're hoping you don't need to come down the stretch. Auburn out of the timeout. Kick to the corner for Jalen White, and she shuffled her feet, and it's a travel on Auburn. Interesting game plan right now for Auburn, trying to get Jalen White outside of the painted area with Isabella Paul on the bench right now. She just came back in, but trying to extend Jalen White again. She's the tallest one on the floor by far. And how about Jada? Jada Williams is able to strip it away. She'll slow it down inside the half-court logo. Winfrey on the right-hand side. Williams straight away thought about the three. Kicks to an open. Caden Carr, yes! Caden Carr, a pretty stroke here on the road. And Auburn's up 11-2 with 3.5 to play in the opening quarter. No full court press yet for Auburn. They lead by 9, 3:20 to play first quarter. Left to right goes Lochapoka. It's Harris who has it at the top. She dribbles in front of the opposite scorer's table here at home. Tries to kick it inside on the backdoor cut. She was there and sold the layup. Did Destiny Carr, and the offensive board comes down to 5 and blue. Kaden Carr, crossover dribble with the right. She's got it now with the left. She'll pull to the right-hand side. Looks for the screen by Isabella Paul. She gets it. Bounce pass. Jada Williams. Left wing three. No. And rebound knocked around. Isabella Paul fighting for it. Knocks it around. Kaden Carr comes up with it. Braylee Winfrey thought about the three. Instead, it's Williams for an 18-foot jumper. No. And Kaden Carr is there. Her putback no good. Isabella Paul gets her first bucket of the night and picks up where she left off after 20 against the Lee Scott Warriors. She's got her first bucket against the Lochapoca Indians. 2.5 to play. Opening quarter, 13-2 is Auburn's lead. Ball handler picks up her dribble and then knocked away right here in front of us. And it will be off of Lochapoca, a shoe shiner off of two and white. That's Destiny Carr. And Auburn will have a near platoon swap. It will be a platoon swap. As 3 in blue, Reagan Small subs in. Morgan Allen, 24 in blue, subs in. 12 in blue is Pearl Simmons, who subs in. Riley Finger, 40 in blue, is in. And believe we have 34 in there as well. Right to left on your radio dial. They kick it to Reagan Small. Her three in the corner comes up short. Riley Finger is there. Tries for the putback and took a few too many steps. And a travel is called on Riley Finger. 13-2 is Auburn's lead in the varsity girls game. We approach 2 minutes to play in this first frame. Left to right comes Lochapoca. Ball handler is Sanaa Drummond. She's got it on the right-hand side here in front of us at the volleyball line. And the entry pass stolen by Pearl Simmons. She'll reverse floor. 1:55 to play across the timeline. Kicks to the corner. Thought about the three. Dribble baseline. Layup, no, but she is fouled. And that will put Reagan Small, 3 in blue, to the free throw line. Reagan hasn't seen a ton of action so far this season. Did see some playing time on the road at least, Scott, on Friday. She had 2 points in that game against the Warriors. And the first free throw is too strong. Auburn High and Lochapoca, a 7A versus 2A matchup here tonight. Auburn, one of the powers of 7A. Lochapoca, a competitor in 2A, no doubt. And not afraid to play up, we know that. Second free throw is no good. Long rebound comes out. A diving effort by an Indian is unable to save it. Is Michaela Roberts, 4 and white in the ballgame for the first time. So Auburn goes over at the free throw line, but they will retain possession in the half court. 1:45 to play. 13-2 is the Tigers' lead. Allen at the top. Kicks it to the far corner. Small. Download to Riley. Puts it off the backboard and good. Riley Finger gets her first bucket here in the game. She's got two and Auburn's up by 13. 90 seconds counting down in the first quarter. 15-2 is Auburn's lead. Right-hand side of the floor. Now kick to the top. It is Michaela Roberts who handles the basketball, and then she threw it away. Here comes Reagan Small on the open floor and poked out from behind off of Reagan Small. Good effort by Sanaa Drummond to poke it away and give it back to Lochapoca. We approach 60 seconds to play. Opening quarter, 15-2 is Auburn's lead over Lochapoca here on the road in the varsity girls game. Just across the timeline, possession arrow does belong to Lochapoca. That ball tipped around left-hand side in front of Auburn High's bench into the hands of an Indian, throws up a wild shot and gets it to go. Does Sanaa Drummond, just the second bucket for Lochapoca with under a minute to play in the first quarter. That shot had no business going in, but had enough power and hit the square dead center. And didn't have a chance but to go down. Morgan Allen handles it at the top. Kicks to Reagan Small. They work it to Pearl Simmons. Far corner. That three will not fall. Pulls down by 34 in blue. She goes up for an attempt. It won't fall. Riley Finger is there for back-to-back buckets for 40 in blue. Her bench goes crazy. And Auburn's leading 17-4 with 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Lochapoca left to right, has it in the half court, nearly stolen, and now she does. Here comes Reagan Small, open floor, layup was blocked, but she gets it to go anyways. Reagan Small has a layup, has a foul, and a chance at one more. Heck of an effort by 3 in blue. She stole it, took the contact on the other end, and got it to go, picks herself up off the floor, and 3 in blue has a chance at one more at the free throw line. And Loach Poker's going to come in. And they'll do a platoon swap as well. Five off, five in for the final 9 seconds of the opening quarter. The and one opportunity for Reagan Small. For the Tigers, couple of power dribbles. And a high arcing free throw is too strong off the back iron. Rebounded by Lochipoca, looking for somebody to hand it off to. Instead, they throw it away. They threw it away into the other scorer's table. So Auburn has 3.2. Try and steal a bucket here at the end of the first. Leading 19-4, right to left. Simmons to inbound. Allen has it at the top. She steps in. WNBA range three. Can't bank it home. And that's how the first quarter will come to an end. 19-4 is Auburn's lead here on the road over Lochipoca. Second quarter action, coming up right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
19-4 is Auburn's lead over Lochipoca as we start the second quarter. Indians turn it over in their own half court, and here come the Tigers right to left on your radio dial. Braylee Renfrey, Jada Williams, Caden Carr, Isabella Paul, and Jalen White. The five starters are back out there on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Cross-court pass was deflected in the hands of Jalen White, and the Tigers are able to recover. In the half court to our left, they dump it down for a posting up Jalen White, who gets it to go high off the backboard. And the tallest one on the floor gets her second bucket of the game, and Auburn extends their lead 21-4. And here's the full court press. Tigers are able to come up with it. It's Caden Carr up ahead to Braylee Winfrey. She had six in the first. She's quickly got two here in the second, and Auburn calls off the dogs on the full court press. 23-4, 50 seconds into the second quarter is Auburn's lead. Winfrey guards the ball handler. Now it's Caden Carr. They throw a trap, bounce pass to the free throw line. Looking for somebody inside, not there. Instead, they'll bail out to the outside. Left hand side of the floor, kicks to the corner. Power dribble, 18-foot jumper is too strong. Rebound pulled down on the strong side. Then the layup attempt may have been blocked, and here come the Tigers. Jada Williams will check it up and find Caden Carr left-hand side. Winfrey thought about the open three, trying to go down low to Isabella Paul, and Caden Carr will reset. She wears double zero in blue. She has it on the free throw line, extended on the left-hand side. Bounce pass to Williams, far corner Winfrey. No hesitation, and gets the roll. Braylee Winfrey took a couple of extra bounces, but it counts the same, and it's 26-4 Auburn with 6:20 in the first half. Entry pass to the free throw line. Turn around, found, tried to bounce pass it to the low block and nobody home. It's a turnover on Lochipoca and Jalady Winchester. 6:13 to play, second quarter. Auburn leading Lochipoca 26-4 here in the varsity girls game. Caden Carr slowly walks it across the timeline. She gets the screen from Jalen White, kicks it to Jada Williams here on the near side. Bounce pass, Isabella Paul, layup is no good, but she was fouled. May have been able to call that on the floor. We'll see if it is on the floor or on the shot for Isabella Paul. And they do call that in the act of shooting for 33 in blue. So she'll have a chance to double her points at the charity stripe and cannot bank home the first. Told you how impactful Isabella Paul was against Lee Scott. She had 20 points in that game, 16 of them coming in the first half, and a 77-45 rout against the Lady Warriors as she comes up empty at the free throw line. Auburn realized early in that game against Lee Scott, just dump it down inside and let 33 go to work. Haven't done a ton of that here tonight so far. But Auburn's doing just fine with a 26-4 lead. Lochipoke in the half court finds an open shooter left-hand side of the floor at the elbow. Too strong. Rebound fought for and knocked out by Auburn. And will remain with Lochipoke. A reminder, the Indians here at home have white on top, white on bottom, red numbers and letters on front and back. Your Auburn High Tigers, blue on top, blue on bottom, white trim down each side, and white letters and numbers on front and back. As Jalen White tries to save it, tips it out of bounds, it will stay with Lochipoke. Left to right on your radio dial, 5:37 to play in the first half. It's a comfortable 26-4 lead for your Auburn High Lady Tigers. And comes across half court on the inbounds pass. Tigers throw a double immediately. And Lochipoke finds an open shooter. And Amanda Harris gets her first bucket to go. It's from downtown. And it's 26-7. Jada Williams does the ball handling here in this game tonight with Hannah Shepherd out of the game. Caden Carr airballs a corner three, but that's just a pass to Isabella Paul. I'll write it down as an assist if she wants me to. Gets it to Isabella Paul, who gets her first bucket in the second quarter. 28-7. Auburn is all over Lochipoke with 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Entry pass knocked around, finds the hands of an Indian. Backdoor cut on the baseline. Way too much heat on the pass from 15 to White. That's Essence Key. I think Rare Packett threw that about as hard as she could. But it was deflected by an Auburn High Tiger, so it stays on the end of the floor to our right. On the inbounds pass, Key couldn't handle it. Here come the Tigers. Carr ahead. Jada Williams all by herself, and she double dribbled. Little too much English on that pass from Caden Carr for Jada Williams to handle it. And Auburn will hold on to their 28-7 lead with 4:48 to play in the second quarter. Is Auburn's lead. A platoon swap comes in for the Auburn High Tigers. We'll get you names and numbers as we go. Lochipoke left to right on your radio dial. Three and white is Sanaa Drummond, who hands it off. She's got it back now at the top. 4.5 to play first half. Dribble drive kick to the right-hand wing. Once another three in and out that time for Amanda Harris, who just knocked one down a few moments ago. 28-7 as Morgan Allen will dribble it across half court. She'll flush out 30 in blue to get out of the way. As the Tigers kick it to the corner, now they go inside, working it around, straight away three, and a toilet bowl in and out, and Auburn cannot come up with the bucket. That was Catherine Foreman, who wears 15 in blue, and then believe Lochipoke stepped out of bounds. They did. Amanda Harris on the rebound. She kind of stepped backwards to take off down the floor, and she stepped on the baseline, so Auburn keeps possession. Foreman has it at the top, looks for the three, not there. She'll kick to Allen in the far corner, back to Foreman, whips it over here to the near side, now down low, turnaround, and layup may have been blocked. It's a live basketball saved by the Tigers, and into the hands of Lochipoke. 4 minutes to play, first half, 28-7. Auburn leads in the varsity girls game. Lochipoke whips it from the right side to the left side, right in front of head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Auburn High School bench. They have it at the top. It's Amanda Harris. She's got a three in the second corner. She hands it off on the left-hand side. Spin move in the lane. Layup is good. Off the backboard is Sanaa Drummond. She had a bucket in the first. Give her another in the second. And it's 28-9. Auburn leads over Lochipoke. 3:20 to play in the first half. Allen gets the screen at the top. She kicks it to the wing in the near corner, and the post-up chance is deflected and stolen. Lochipoke left to right. We approach 3 minutes to play in the first half. 28-9 is Auburn's lead. It is Drummond at the top, dribbles into the semicircle, tried to pass to the left wing. It was deflected, finds its hands into a Lochipoke Indian. Wild shot won't go, but the putback attempt is there by Essence Key, her first bucket of the game. And slowly but surely, here comes Lochipoke trying to make this thing interesting, down 28-11. 28-11, 2.5 to play. Allen gets to the lane, kicks it out for Foreman on the right-hand wing, gets the teardrop pass into the lane. The jump shot no good from the elbow. Rebound, fought for by Auburn, knocked out of bounds off of, I think it's off of Lochipoke. It is. And another five-out, five-in situation for Lochipoke. Both teams have been doing that here tonight. It's fascinating to watch. So Tigers have it in the half court to our left. Again, we're sitting right at half court at the opposite scores table here at Lochapoca High School. Allen in the near corner. Dribble drive with the right hand. Kicks it out to the wing. Now back to the corner. That's a long two. And it goes. For two in blue, gets it to fall. I have that as a Navi announce, but that is not a Navi announce, so we will get an update on who the new number two is for Auburn High. Trying to catch that at the half, or we'll tell you after the game as well. But a big-time three puts Auburn back up by 19. 1:55 to play. In the first half, Auburn leads 30-11. Lochapoca working it around the rainbow. Has it on the left-hand side and now back to the right. Tigers with a 2-3 zone. They dump it in the lane at the elbow. Dribble drive, knocked away, bounced around, ping-pong style, and the Tigers come up with it. Moving right to left in a minute and a half to play. Morgan Allen goes to get the play call from head coach Courtney Pritchett. She'll stroll across the half-court line. Right to left on your radio dial. Kicks to the corner again. Foreman thought about the near corner three. Instead, it's a dribble drive for 30 in blue. Wild shot. Maybe got hit from behind. No call. Rebound comes to the Tigers. That's 34 in blue. Jump ball is called. It stays with Auburn. .119 to play in the first half. Auburn leads 30-11 here in the varsity girls game. 34 is out, 32 is in. They throw it to 32, up and blocked. Gets her own board, that time blocked as well. But the layup attempt was fouled by Alexandra Anderson. Seeing some good playing time are some of the reserves for Auburn High, and Anderson will step up to the free throw line. Couple of strong dribbles and a shimmy at the line. And first free throw too strong off the backboard. Tigers 30, Indians 11. Braylee Winfrey leads all scorers. She's got 11 points and about 4 minutes of playing time. And Coach Courtney Pritchett said she's not feeling her best. Second free throw no good by Anderson. And will be on a minutes restriction as Braylee Winfrey haven't needed a ton of her after her 11 points so far. Indians go one and done on the fast break. Tigers look to respond. 30 in blue. Euro step to the basket, not that time. And here comes Lochapoca. Under a minute to play. They've got all the numbers, and the layup was blocked by the backboard. Here come the Tigers with the offensive board and under a minute to play in the first half. Right to left as we look at it. 32-11. Auburn 30, Lochapoca 11. Could have been confusing how I said it. Foreman, right wing three. May have been blocked, and it doesn't matter. Foreman knocks it down. 15 in blue gets her first bucket of the game, and Auburn's up 33-11 with 30 seconds counting down. Eight different Tigers have scored here in the first half. We have 20 seconds to play. Lochapoca left to right as we look at it. Ball's handled at the top by Roberts. Kick to the right-hand wing. Guarded heavily by two in blue. Step back three. That's a long two. May have been blocked. It comes up short. 32 in blue pulls down the board. Tigers have 10 seconds to work with if they want it. Allen looks at the time. She's across half court with four. Now with three. Kicks to the right wing with two. Foreman at the buzzer for three. No. And it comes up short. And Auburn will be just fine with a 33-11 lead at the half. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Ho, ho, ho. For air at the North Pole that is warm and clean, Santa calls owner Justin Quinn from Sensegreen. East Alabama's premier and most affordable carrier dealer, Sensegreen Heating and Air offer holiday savings up to $2,000 off any Infinity series through the new year. Taking care of the Claus family with HVAC service and replacements since 2007, Sensegreen would like to wish your family a happy holidays. Like Santa and his elves, for total family comfort care this winter, visit Sensegreen.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Lochapoca Indians by a score of 33-11. Welcome in. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 33-11 is Auburn's lead with head coach Courtney Pritchett and his Auburn High Tigers here on a quick road trip down to Lochapoca, Alabama. I'm Jacob Goins with you, and it's been a fun first half. Not the highest scoring half we've seen by an Auburn High team this season or in my radio career here, but it was dominated, right? Auburn got out to a quick lead. They were able to play several more players. And with several girls out tonight, Brayley Winfrey on a minutes restriction, you were able to get players in there like a Reagan Small, like a Catherine Foreman, right? Those girls, Riley Finger had a couple of buckets in that first half. I mean, you were able to get some girls in there that don't get a ton of playing time in the bigger games or the closer games, but in a game like this, you get to find out, okay, exactly what you have, who you have behind your starters, who you have as your base, as your core, and you get them some quality minutes here on the road against a pretty good Lochapoca Indians team. And so let's dive into some of the halftime stats here in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Halftime stats are brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of Regional One. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you will ever need. We'll start with the Lochapoca Indians here at home. Not a ton of points. They only have 11 in that first half. Leading them is Sanaa Drummond. She has 4. Amanda Harris has 3. And a couple of Indians, Core and Key, both have 2. And for your Auburn High Tigers, leading 33-11. You've got several scores. We told you 8 different Lady Tigers have scored in the first half of tonight's game. We'll work our way top to bottom. Caden Carr has 3, and two in blue. Again, I have Anavia Nelms. That is not Anavia Nelms, so we'll get an update on her. But 2 in blue has 3. Reagan Small has 2. Jalen White has 4. Catherine Foreman hit a big 3 in the second quarter. Brayley Winfrey leads all scorers with 11. Isabella Paul has 4 with a bucket in each quarter. And Riley Finger had 2 putback buckets, so she has 4. Auburn leads 33-11 here in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll take a quick break, come back, tell you what you need to know for the second half, and also a quick preview of the varsity boys game as well. Tigers lead Lochapoca 33-11 in the varsity girls game. We're back in 60 seconds here on 96.3 W Lee.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Your Auburn High Tigers lead the Lochapoka Indians in the varsity girls game 33-11. And some keys to the second half is you'd like to see your starters get a couple of more minutes, let them run, let them get out there, get another comfortable lead. You're already up 33-11. Hopefully extend that just a little bit more, then pull them, get out of here with another win. You're looking to go 7-1 on the season, and especially with your team just being wiped out yesterday with a sickness and some of your girls still not back today, and the ones that are not 100%, you're not looking for anything fancy. You're not looking for anything insane. If your head coach Courtney Pritchett, get in, get the win, stay healthy, and get out of here. That's what Auburn's going to try and do as they lead the Lochapoka Indians 33-11 in the varsity girls game. But reminder, we're going to have the varsity boys game coming up here on 96.3 W. Lee as well, and that should be a fun one between Auburn High and Lochapoka as the Tigers squeaked out a win over Russell County last night by 2. Going to try and build on that here tonight following the loss on Friday to the Lee Scott Warriors. All that coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network. And before we take our final break and wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime show, my goodness, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High and Lochapoka, the Tigers and the Indians doing battle on the hardwood. We've got two games for you. As the girls are at the half, the boys are to follow. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. We appreciate you tuning in however you're listening tonight, whether it's on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app. We appreciate you being a part of all of our coverage here on the Auburn High Sports Network. That does conclude the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 33-11 is Auburn's lead. They try to hold on to that in the third quarter. Coming up next here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like
W. Lee. The second half of AHS Basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Start of the second half between your Auburn High Tigers and the Lochapoka Indians on the road at Lochapoka High School. Auburn leads Poca by a score of 33-11. Starting the second half here on the Auburn High Sports Network is brought to you by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Auburn in the blue, top and bottom. Lochapoka in the white on top and bottom. And it's a 33-11 lead for Auburn High over Lochapoka to start this third quarter in the varsity girls game. Pretty good turnout. Fans still rolling in here just across the 6 o'clock hour down in Lochapoka. Seems like we got a having a buzzer issue. Trying to get that worked out. Again, 33-11. Is the score. We're set up at half court at the opposite of the scorer's table. Really nice setup, and shout out to everybody at Lochapoka, Coach Smith, and everybody who got us set up and ready to go. Oh, we're missing officials. That'll do it. Officials were just a few minutes late getting out, but they're here. They're ready to go. 33-11 is Auburn's lead. Again, second half action in tonight's game presented by Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. It will be Lochipoca basketball moving right to left on your radio dial. Tigers will be moving left to right when they get the basketball back. 33-11 is Auburn's lead. They start on defense, moving right to left. On the right-hand side of the floor, inside or in front of their own bench, rather, has the basketball and now trapped and stolen by Isabella Paul. Ahead for Jada Williams. She's by herself, goes up strong with the left hand, and finishes, does 10 and blue, Jada Williams, and she's got her first bucket here in the ballgame. It's the starters on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett to start the third quarter. You know Jada Williams, Braylee Winfrey's out there. You've got Caden Carr, Isabella Paul as well. That layup attempt driving was too wild and no good, but the putback is there by Lochipoca. I believe that was Amanda Harris, who wears number one in white. She'll get credit for the bucket. Auburn leads 35-13. We're a minute in to the third quarter. Caden Carr has it at the top, uses the screen from Isabella Paul. They'll kick it to the near corner here on the right-hand side. Back to Braylee Winfrey at the top. Thought about the cross-court pass, and now she does. Caden Carr steps into a three, in and out. And rebound pulled down by 24 in white. That is Phoenicia Cobb. Here come the Indians right to left. 6:50 to play third quarter. On the left-hand side, picked up quickly by Caden Carr. Picks up her dribble. Now inside the perimeter is 12 in white. Pull-up jumper from 8 feet. That is good by Destiny Carr. No, excuse me. That is Jalady Winchester. Her first bucket on the night is a beauty. Just the top of the restricted arc. And Tigers' lead is 20. Caden Carr, dribble drive, kick to the wing. Winfrey near corner, down low for the Tigers. Layup won't fall, and the rebound is cleared by Essence Key. 35-15, and an outlet pass, and the layup is good by Essence Key, and that's something head coach Courtney Pritchett will not be happy about, and you don't see it very often. This Auburn High team failing to get back on defense is something you just don't see very often. Carr now in the half court, left to right as we look at it. Winfrey at the top, back over to Carr in front of her own bench, takes the three and makes the three. Caden Carr, she's got the ability to do it. She hit one in the first, she's got one in the third. Tigers extend their lead. 5:45 and running here in the third quarter. Crossover dribble, nearly lost it, did Sanaa Drummond. And then timeout called by Lochipoca. She was fighting for the basketball in front of her own bench. They call that a full timeout, so we will take one with them. 38-17 is Auburn's lead, 5:39 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Coming out of the timeout, Auburn High leads Lochipoca 38-17 in the varsity girls game. Taking a quick look at some college basketball scores around the country. Villanova went up to Ann Arbor and thought they had a chance against the second-ranked Wolverines. That didn't turn out well. They're down by 20 with 5.5 to play in the first half. Man, that Michigan team was unbelievable. Auburn University fans saw that firsthand. That was not fun when Auburn had to take on Michigan out in Las Vegas. And Clemson leads 10th-ranked BYU on the road 19-17. In the first half, Auburn pressures the basketball coming out of the timeout and forces an errant pass out of bounds by Lochipoca, and it's a turnover on the Indians. Left to right come the Tigers, leading 38-17, 5.5 to play in the third. Work down low, back out to Winfrey, far side of the floor. Cross-court pass for Jada Williams, thought about the three on the right-hand wing. Now it's Caden Carr, back to Winfrey. Bounce pass down low, knocked away and stolen by Essence Key. Tigers really trying to force it down low here in this third quarter and make their presence known on the inside. 38-17, 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Auburn leading Lochipoca on the road. And the backdoor cut is there. Tigers were not, and the layup will go. Amanda Harris called for it, and she got it. She's got four in this third quarter, and Lochipoca back within 20. Carr at the top uses the screen from Isabella Paul. Brayley Winfrey responds with a three-point shot. It's too strong and pulled down by Lochipoca. Couple of scores, couple of stops for Lochipoca. Here they come on the left-hand side, guarded by Jada Williams. Gets to the right hand in the lane. Wild shot is too strong, pulled down by Winfrey. She looks to run with the right hand, now the left. On the right-hand side, she'll shuffle everybody out and reset inside the Lochipoca High School logo at center court. Kicks to Williams. That's a three, way too strong, and pulled down on the weak side by Amanda Harris. She dribbles up the sidelines, 4:15 to play, 38-19 Auburn leads. Back and forth we go with a couple of missed buckets. They go down low, backdoor cut, stolen, Kaden Carr. She's got it in the half court ahead for Winfrey. She gets to the left hand and good. The Stephen F. Austin commit shows why in the open floor. She gets the left hand layup to fall. Tigers lead 40-19. Bounce pass to the free throw line, wide open jumper, and the high bank shot is good by Jalady Winchester. She's got four in this third quarter to go along with four from Amanda Harris, and Lochipoca not going anywhere. Tigers lead cut to 19. Carr, right-hand side, kick to the left-hand side. Winfrey for three, off the rim and too strong. Jada Williams comes down with the board. Carr, pull-up jumper at the elbow is pure. That bucket belongs to Kaden Carr, but Jada Williams deserves a lot of credit as well on the offensive board. Smallest one on the floor, by the way. Found the offensive rebound, kicked it out for Carr. The dribble, the pump fake, and the shot was a thing of beauty for the Tigers. They're back up by 21. And then a travel on the far side of the floor. 12 and white, Jalady Winchester got ahead of herself. And massive substitutions by both sides. I don't think I've seen a single one player just sub in. It's been five in, five out for both teams. And that's what they do here. With 3:07 to play in the third quarter. 42-21 Auburn leads. Morgan Allen gets the screen at the top. She'll kick it to Pearl Simmons. That's in the corner. That's a three. It won't fall. Jalen White gets the board, powers her way to the bucket, and gets paid for two. Jalen White has to use her strength, and she does. And those three on the floor, along with Riley Finger and Reagan Small. The five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Tigers in blue, Lochipoca in white. And a steal nearly right here in front of us as Reagan Small tried to fight for it, pokes it out of bounds. Good effort. It'll be Lochipoca basketball moving right to left as we look at it. 2:34 to play. As Destiny Carr will be the one to dribble it up the floor and tosses it to Jalen White. She puts it down on the floor, right-hand layup, no, but gets paid by a trip to the free throw line. Man, an aggressive take by Jalen White. She caught that three-quarter courts away, and there was no hesitation by Five and Blue. Used a strong right hand, worked her way to the basket, and is going to get paid with a couple of free throws. Here's Jalen White. First free throw, high arcing shot, is too strong. That shot arc, it's like shooting with the machine back in the day in the gym. I don't even know if they still use those. You roll it out, right? You got to shoot over the big net, and it teaches you how to shoot with arc. That's how Jalen shoots the free throws. And, hey, statistically, it gives you the best chance of going in like it did right there. 3 points for Jalen White in this third quarter. She's got seven in the ballgame. And Auburn leads 45-21, 2:20 to play, third quarter. And timeout called by Lochipoca. And it is a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins. I appreciate you being with me on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and at Radio Alabama app. However you're tuned in on the Auburn High Sports Network tonight for our back-to-back basketball coverage here. Had a game on Friday. We were over on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Had a game last night for the boys. And two games here tonight for the girls and the boys as we are churning right along through the month of December. And a busy one as Auburn High, the girls here tonight, 6-1 on the season. Currently lead the 4-5 Lochipoca Indians. On a six-game win streak as Auburn High trying to extend that. Here on the road, Lochipoca right to left. Ball knocked around into the backcourt out of bounds. It will be Lochipoca basketball. 2:12 to play, third quarter. Auburn leads 45-21. It will be Destiny Williams in the inbound. And another timeout called by Lochipoca. That one is full, and we will take one with them. 45-21, Auburn leads Lochipoca in the girls' game. 2:12 to play in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
2 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the third quarter. As your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Lochipoca Indians 45-21 here on the road. It's been a good performance for Auburn High tonight. And again, you've played 10 or 12 girls, as 8 or 9 of them have scored. For head coach Courtney Princess, I got to be proud about that. Lochipoca moving right to left as we look at it. Tigers will be moving left to right with 2 minutes to play, counting down in the third quarter. It's on the right-hand side of the floor. It's stuck at the volleyball line. Pearl Simmons approaches to put on pressure. Now it's in the corner. Morgan Allen knocks it out, able to recover. Toss down low. Ball knocked around still. Loose ball comes out to Pearl Simmons. Looks ahead, finds an open player. Here comes Reagan Small to the rack, left the layup short. Gets her own board, dribbles it out, and resets the offense. Cross-court pass here in front of us. Pearl Simmons, that's a three, left it short. And the rebound fought for underneath and comes to Lochipoca. And then a reach-in foul on the far side by Reagan Small. That's one thing we have not had a ton of tonight, is fouls. It's made this game go very quickly. As Auburn picks up their first team foul of the quarter with 90 seconds to play. Lochipoca has just won themselves. It was a shooting foul that put Jalen White at the line a few minutes ago. 1:24 to play, right to left. Lochipoca has a bounce pass underneath, stolen by Jalen White. It's 2-on-1 if the Tigers want it. Now it's 2-on-2. Jalen White gets to the right hand on the left-hand side. It won't go. Put back by Reagan Small on the offensive board. It won't fall. Just talked about a foul, and she draws one right there. Reagan Small had a bucket in the first quarter and looking to get another one here in the third. Auburn has seen their lead slowly grow here in the third quarter. First free throw is no good. And this officially goes down as back-to-back road games for Auburn High. The girls, anyway, playing at Lee Scott on Friday. Mentioned several times the Russell County game last night. Plans on being rescheduled, so then you come here to Lochipoca. You just never know how you're going to play in these scenarios, in these back-to-backs, especially on the road. Well, I guess back-to-back games on the road, as the second free throw is good for Reagan Small, so she goes 1-for-2. Trying to play in a different gym, different backdrops, different crowd, different everything. As Auburn forces a turnover on Lochipoca in the half court. Ahead for Pearl Simmons. She gets to the right hand and she's able to finish as she falls to the floor. Pearl Simmons, 12 and blue, gets her first bucket of the game. Count that as another Tiger in the scoring column. 45 seconds to play, third quarter. Simmons pressures the ball handler. Reagan Small picks it up. One-on-one for Small. Gets to the left-hand side and fouled. Destiny Korn's going to get charged with the whack. And Reagan Small, who just stood up there and split a pair of free throws, has a chance for redemption with two more. .39 in the third frame. First free throw is good. And a couple of subs will come in. 34 in blue, 22 in blue. Olivia Quinones comes in as well for head coach Courtney Pritchett. 36.9 in the third corner. Right hand dribble for Reagan Small. She got some cotton candy shoes on tonight. A little pink and blue action. All sorts of different colored shoes out here for Auburn High. She goes 2-for-2 confidently. Does Reagan Small who stays in the game. Jalen White will sub out. Two in blue is in for the Auburn High Tigers. 36.9. 36.9, counting down, 50-21. Auburn's lead has expanded. Dribble drive on the left-hand side with the left hand. The layup is good. Did it all by herself. Did Sanaa Drummond. And her first points in the second half. Bring Lochapoka back. 50-23 is Auburn's lead. Ball tipped out of bounds on the pass. It will stay with Auburn. 15 seconds. Tigers can hold for the final shot. Let's see if they do. Simmons off the inbound. Hands off to Reagan Small. Quinones has it in the near corner. She lost it. Tipped out of bounds. Stays with Auburn. 9.3 in the third quarter. 50-23 is Auburn's lead. Into Pearl Simmons. She has it at the top. 7 to play. And now 6. Olivia Quinones lets it fly from 3 and won't fall. Rebound fought for underneath. Comes out to Lochapoka. And the buzzer sounds to end the third quarter. Got a clean look. Did Olivia over on that far side. Just couldn't knock it down. And Auburn takes a 50-23 lead to the fourth quarter right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Start of the fourth quarter between Auburn and Lochapoka here in the varsity girls game. Tigers of Auburn lead the Indians of Lochapoka 50-23 in the fourth and final frame. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Goosh Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. Caden Carr has it on the right-hand side of the floor. Tigers moving left to right as we look at it. Morgan Allen kicks to Winfrey. Now down low, Isabella Paul readjust on the layup. It won't go. Offensive putback is good. And a foul for Isabella Paul. That's the definition of poor man gets paid on the offensive glass for 33 in blue. Had a bucket in the first, a bucket in the second. She's got a bucket to get us started here in the fourth. 7:48 in this fourth quarter, 52-23. This free throw, I believe, would cause a running clock in this fourth quarter. But we'll worry about that when we get there. And she does knock it down confidently. Does 33 in blue. 52-23, make it 53-23 on the made free throw. Lochapoka right to left, white on top, white on bottom. Auburn in blue on top, blue on bottom. Gets to the left hand, gets back to the lane, and gets it to go again. Sanaa Drummond, gets it to go. Same way she ended the third quarter. Just gets to the left hand side. She's not very big, just kind of gets down low, gets to the bucket, and underhand scoops it in for two. Auburn leads 53-25. Caden Carr right side of the floor. Overhead pass to Brayley. Winfrey thought about it. Now a chest pass to Caden Carr. On the right-hand side, pulls up from 18 feet. Can't bank it home. Jalen White fights for the board. Dribble drive on the baseline. Works her way to the bucket. And Jalen White, poor man, gets paid again for Auburn. And she puts the Tigers back up by 30. Under 7 to play, fourth quarter. Auburn and Lochapoka in the varsity girls game. Reminder, we will have the varsity boys game coming up right after this, so be sure you stick with us here on 96.3 W. Lee. Dribble drive against Caden Carr. Gets caught in the air, has to throw it out. Ball's handled by Sanaa Drummond. Left-hand side, left-hand dribble. Now pulls up. She's caught. Now gets to the lane. Thought she may be double dribbled. Instead, she gets to the lane and fouled on a reach-in. And it is, in fact, a running clock right now as Auburn's lead has swelled to 30. As Jalen White gets called for the reach-in foul. Oh, my goodness, it's a miracle. One sub came in for Lochapoka. I think that's the first time we've seen that all night where five haven't come in and off the floor at the same time. So one sub is in as 15 and White, in essence key, we'll step onto the floor. Right to left for Lochapoka. It is Drummond at the top. She's been the only offense here in the second half. Brayley Winfrey guards her. She'll kick it down low on a baseline drive, and that shot is blocked. Morgan Allen comes up with the board. Ahead for Caden Carr. Here come the Tigers. She'll slow it down. Gets to the lane. Spin move on the low block. Throws it up. Shot won't fall. Rebound knocked around. And Lochipoca is off and running. It's a one-on-one. Winfrey is back. Winfrey may have got a piece of it. Smoked the layup. Offensive board. And put back is good by Sanaa Drummond. She has 6 points in the second half for Lochipoca. She had four in the first half. She's the only Warrior, or the only Indian, rather, in double digits. Isabella Paul, aggressive with the basketball. Layup may have been blocked. Instead, it's Jalen White on the putback. Auburn finally taking advantage of their size here in this game as we approach five to play in the ball game. 57-27 is Auburn's lead with a running clock. It's Drummond at the top. Left-hand side, left-hand dribble. Brayley Winfrey picks her up, stumbles a little bit, and Drummond knocks it down. Winfrey wasn't sure what she wanted to do defensively, and Drummond makes her pay. It's Morgan Allen, left-hand side of the floor, dribbles with the left hand, gets to the lane, gives it to Isabella Paul, back to Allen, 12-foot baseline jumper air ball. Pass to Jalen White, if you will, and stolen away. Here comes Lochipoca now, one-on-one. It's Drummond again, gets to the left hand, won't fall that time, and the putback's wild and maybe gone backwards. Rebound falls around and into the hands of Isabella Paul. Here come the Tigers now. Caden Carr will slow it down across half court with 4:15 to play. Winfrey in the right-hand corner. Out to Carr at the top. Swings it for Allen. She wants a three. No. And rebound fought for by Jalen White. Gets it up. No, not that time. Isabella Paul is there. And good with the and-one opportunity. Isabella Paul imposing her will in this fourth quarter. She's got five by herself and can make it six at the charity stripe. 59-29 is Auburn's lead in the fourth frame. And a running clock at 3:45. Isabella Paul makes it 31. No shot. I believe they call a lane violation on the shooter, Isabella Paul. And I think that's the right call. Just squeaked that foot forward while she was trying to finish the shot. I believe the right call indeed. So Auburn will sit most of the starters as Pearl Simmons back in the game. A lot of subs for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Again, clock is running with a 30-point lead. As Michaela Roberts gets to the left hand, drives down the lane, and lays it in easily. Pearl Simmons across half court, 59-31. Auburn leads under three to play. Right-hand side of the floor, trying to feed it down low, not there. They'll find Foreman on the left-hand side. Now back to Simmons at the top. Tigers working around the perimeter on the right-hand side, and the crossover dribble stolen. And instead, trying to see what they called a jump ball. All right, jump ball is called. So that will give it to Lochipoca, moving right to left. 2:35 to play in the fourth quarter. 59-31 is Auburn's lead. Right-hand side, spin move stopped just outside the low block. They throw it into the hands of Foreman. Ahead now for Pearl Simmons. She's alone. If she wants it, she can't convert on the layup. Auburn is there on the putback. Not that time. And pulled out by Pearl Simmons. And the Tigers can reset. Kicks to the corner. Foreman for three. No. And long rebound comes to 30 in blue. She gets to the bucket. Can't get the layup to fall. Tigers pulled out another offensive board. Simmons for three. No, it won't fall. Long board comes down to two in white for Lochipoca. And here they come. Right to left on your radio dial. Kicks to the far corner in front of their own bench. Now at the top. Lets it fly from three. Too strong off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Auburn. Left to right come the Tigers. Gets in the lane. Shot was blocked. Rebound pulled down by Lochipoca. They have numbers. This is the fastest we've seen this game go all night. Three on two. Tigers defensively are back, but not good enough. As Destiny Carr gets her first bucket since the first quarter. And head coach Courtney Pritchett calls timeout. Not excited with what he's seen by Auburn defensively. 59-33 is the score. 1:19 to play. And the timeout was for a sub really quick. And teams won't even meet at the benches. That'll bring Olivia Quinones in, who wears 22 in blue for Auburn. 59-33 is Auburn's lead. 1:17 to play. Counting down in the fourth quarter. Auburn about to walk out. with a win, and then a double dribble called on Pearl Simmons. The Tigers about to advance to 7-1 on the season, extend their win streak to 7 as well, as Lojapoga is going to call to fall to 4-6 on the season in the only matchup this year between Auburn and Lojapoga. 45 seconds counting down. Lojapoga's got it in the half court, nearly stolen on the far side. Dribble drive on Catherine Foreman, knocked away off the Tigers. Stays with Lojapoga down to our left. If you're sure you stick with us, we'll have a quick postgame show and hit that right into the pregame show for Auburn High and Lojapoga on the varsity boys side of things. It's a three-point attempt off the inbound, not that time, and pulled down by Auburn. Ahead now with 20 seconds, Pearl Simmons across the timeline. They kick to the near corner. Quinones has it. Dribble drive, pull up from 8 feet, air ball, and pulled down by the Tigers. Kick to Foreman. She wants a three. Not that time. Pulled down by the Tigers. Kick to Quinones. She's got a bucket and cannot get it to go from 4 feet out. 2 seconds, and now one, and this game is over. 59-33, Auburn comes to Lojapoga and handles business in the varsity girls game. Down a couple of girls due to sickness, but it didn't matter. A big-time win for Auburn. They moved to 7-1 on the season. We'll tell you more about it with final stats to get you ready for the boys game. All that coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Your Auburn High Lady Tigers, a winner tonight on the road at Lojapoga, 59-33. Final score as head coach Courtney Pritchett and his Auburn High Tigers move to 7-1 on the season. Lojapoga drops to 4-6. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, running through some final stats. And I'll just be honest with you. They have 21 minutes on the clock in between the girls' game and the boys' game. I don't think that's right. But if so, we're going to have to do an extended post-game show, an extended pre-game show, and all the work. So we'll see how that goes. But just to give you some of the final stats from the varsity girls game, again, Auburn taking down Lojapoga 59-33 here on the road. We'll work top to bottom for Lojapoga. Amanda Harris had 7. Sanaa Drummond had 12 with 8 of those coming in the second half. Jalady Winchester had 4. Michaela Roberts had 2. Destiny Core had 4. And Essence Key had 4 to get 33 points for the Lojapoga Indians. For your Auburn High Tigers, just a flurry of scores. I'll count them up for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different Tigers got in the scoring column tonight, and even more than that played here tonight on a night where you had two girls out. Sophie Arrington and Hannah Shepard did not play, did not even travel here tonight. And head coach Courtney Pritchett told us that there were some girls just not feeling their best and not feeling really up to playing a game, but they showed up and showed out, and the Tigers get a nice win, 59-33. Working our way down top to bottom in the roster, rather, on the scoring column. Caden Carr had 8. Two in Blue had 3. Reagan Small had 5. Jalen White had 11. She had a really good night, especially in the second half, with 7 of her 11 coming in the last two quarters. Jada Williams had 2. Pearl Simmons had 2. Catherine Foreman had a 3. Braylee Winfrey led the Tigers in all scores with 13. Isabella Paul had 9, with 5 of those coming in the fourth quarter alone. And Riley Finger had 4. As Auburn takes down Lochapoca 59-33 in the varsity girls game. And tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll get you into a good pregame show for the boys game and talk about Auburn and Lochapoca. That's coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.